Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome to another Sunday evening episode of Daphne's New Day Show. What a gorgeous Sunday it is. It's an amazing Sunday evening here in Connecticut. Everything is so lusciously green. The flowers are blooming. Oh my God, everything is just so radiantly beautiful. And what better day and time it is to really, really show gratitude and appreciation of who we are. We already have a caller in. I will be with you momentarily, caller, so just hang on there. Don't go anyplace. But you know, today, I did not invite a guest on for today. And every time that I do that, the Lord wants me to do something special for my listeners. And I wake up this morning with a burning desire to have some conversation and dialogue around a life of gratitude. What does it look like? Because I've been experiencing these past days with the warm, beautiful weather we've been having of people complaining. And I looked back. When we're having the winter with the snow and when we're having the floods and people were complaining. And I said, has gratitude gone out the door? So I encourage you to join me this evening as we discuss a life of gratitude and just say what it means for us or what does it look like in our life. So I have a caller holding and I will be with the caller momentarily. I want to remind you the number to call in is 646-915-8166. And I want to read from you from my book of wisdom. I have a book with 365 days of thoughts of wisdom. And today I'm going to read for you. The word duty indicates compulsion. The word responsibility indicates freedom. Duties lead one to demand rightfully. Responsibilities lead one to command respectfully. Sense of duty is out of attachment. Sense of responsibility is out of love. Duties can be thrust upon others. Responsibilities are taken up by oneself. There can be unwillingness in performing one's duty. Responsibility, therefore, always is taken up willingly. And I think this is a nice quote to start today with, because what it is telling us is that gratitude is our responsibility. So until we take responsibility of that, there is not going to be any gratitude that is being manifested. So let me go to my first caller here. Caller, your last four digits are 0885. Welcome to the show. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Miss Daphne. This is Chanel Washington.
Oh, hello, lady friend. We go way back, don't we?
We go way back, yes.
Oh, God is so good. You remember in the early days of FraserNet, we met so many wonderful people. And as the years and days go by, I oftentimes think of the amazing people I've met there. Some I've not been in contact with anymore. And just yes, the mere thought of them, and they surface. And you're one of those people. I was so excited the other day when you reached out to me.
Yes.
And I said, I know this name. And then you said, oh, we met at PNC. I said, yes, I remember you, girl.
Yes.
So, oh, you are doing amazing things. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful. I'm in a spirit of gratitude. So I'm
and I tell you, what better day for you to call in, because I know we have so much to be so thankful for.
Absolutely.
And I know you're not an official guest. However, seeing that it's just you and I, we're just going to have a little girlfriend talk.
Okay.
So I'm going to allow you to just introduce yourself to the listeners over the world. Tell them what you're doing and so on. And then we're going to have a little girlfriend talk about gratitude.
Okay, Miss Daphne again. My name is Chanel Washington, and I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now I live in the DMV area. And my passion is beauty. I'm an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker. I help women look and feel their best.
I've actually
been blessed to celebrate my 10th anniversary of Indigo Farah last year.
Where has the years gone? My God.
It's been quite a journey, and I like to think of myself as a servant leader, as George Frazier would say.
Yes, yes, yes. 10 years. 10 years. God is so, so faithful.
Yes,
God is so faithful. And, you know, as I look over my life, there are so many people that have so much material things plus other spiritual blessings.
Yeah.
And they refuse to show praise and gratitude. And I oftentimes ask them why. And they look on the wires to say, oh, but this is not going right and that is not going right. And I say, on the other hand of the spectrum, this has been going right. 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 So what are you not seeing? I don't know if in your line of business and in your walking and mixing it with people in different arena, do you find that people are complaining a lot?
I find that that just tends to be common within our culture today. And what I found is that in my personal experience, we can be so caught up. You know, I'm a still pretty young entrepreneur, even though I've gotten started a while ago. we are in this world of now social media, and, you know, you can see what other people are doing, and sometimes it can be the tendency to measure ourselves and want to just go, go, go and acquire more and more and more, where we haven't taken the time to stop, pause, and reflect and look the things that we do have and the way really what our true purpose is and about, you know, in any person that's an entrepreneur, a professional, whatever you're doing, it's typically rooted in helping someone else or creating a solution. And for myself, recently, you know, I was just in a place of feeling like I wanted to or needed to or deserved to be at another level. And God had to really just kind of arrest me and slow things down and shake things up so that I could really see who it is that I'm serving, which are my clients, and just made a post on Facebook. Somebody, I mean, out of like the past 2 weeks when previously I've been feeling really discouraged because a lot of things, I switched over my shopping cart. A lot of things have been going wrong. People think I'm like the queen of technology, and I had this great new, you know, shopping cart, and I moved so fast that I had so many tech trouble, you know, so much tech trouble, lost a lot of sales. But through that, I was feeling discouraged, and I started to get so many testimonials from my customers. I mean, not just, I love your product's great, but truly, you know, one lady, she told me it was for a product that it was a newer product that I put out, and it was actually for hair loss and thinning. And I had taken a long time to do anything like that because I really stand firm on integrity, and I didn't want to put out anything, you know, and give people false expectations. Mm-hmm. But I put this product out earlier this year, and she came back to me with just the most amazing testimonial, you know. And it was like, wow, you know, this is just something that could seem like day to day I'm running to the post office posting, but it's making an impact on somebody, which is what I, you know, of course, at the foundation want to do. And those things just really make me slow down to start to have a gratitude spirit for all the small things.
And you know something, I want to just point out here that when we are on mark, when we are operating in our true calling and purpose that we were created for, we remain in an attitude of gratitude, one thing, and we are so aligned with our authentic core and being that you have no time to compare yourself with others. Because you can't compare the masterpiece, because each of us are masterpiece, because daddy did not create any second best. So you are a masterpiece. I'm a masterpiece. John, Joseph, Jonathan, Edward, everybody is a masterpiece. And when we are grateful that we are authentically so, we agree that we are masters. And just like you were there thinking that you are in control and daddy slow you down with the little tech stuff and say, hey, no, let me tell you something. Don't forget I'm in charge. Remember when you didn't even know how to open an email? Who got you here? Get focused. Get focused. And I thank you so much for sharing that story, because, you know, a lot of times we tend to forget who is in charge.
Absolutely.
We always need to remember who is in charge. And this is why every day I get up, I'm so thankful. There's one window in my bedroom that I do not have any drape or curtains. Because every time the sun rises, I want to look out and make sure I'm seeing those green leaves, or depending on the kind of time of year it is. It shows that God has blessed me another day. So before I swing my legs off the bed, I say, God, I thank you for this new day. It's a day that I've never seen before. And it has helped so much to enhance my life. I tell you, I have to go put an order in for that product. I got to tell you, I've been looking on your page since we reconnected and everything.
Yes.
And lady friend, you have me wanting to go natural, girl. I don't know how I'm going to break this news to my beautician, but I really want to go natural. But you know, Daddy created me as a diva, and I got to be a diva. So I don't know. I got to go have a conversation with Willie. I said, man, I want to go natural.
Because several natural divas. You don't have to lose any of your fabulosity. Mm-hmm. To be natural. And just to clarify, you know, my brand, people see the model. It's a natural hair model. I've had locks for several years, which I just cut off. So I have a really short, you know, crop look now. And it's all about radiating beauty from the inside, no matter how you wear your hair. I don't preach to people, you know, that this is what you should do. This is what everybody does it in their own timing, or if you never do. It's for healthy hair and to make you feel well. Even
right.
if you're
and that,
using the
right.
products, I want people to still come and partake in articles. I posted something last week about a three-day plan for summer detox. You know, I'm also a registered nurse, so I try to incorporate those things.
Yeah, because that's what I remember about you from way back when there. Remember we had that conversation, I'm a nurse and you're a nurse. Oh, girl, we went way back. Wow.
You know, and what you're talking about as far as gratitude, you know, that our attitude will certainly have an impact on how we look. You know, I got some compliments. I posted a picture up and people just, oh, Chanel, you look. And I'm thinking, you know, it really has something to do with what's going on in the inside.
On the inside, Chanel, on the inside. Because people look at me. And when I tell them my age, they say, "What? How come? How you do this? How you do that?" I say, "God is working on the inside of me."
Yes.
And
yes.
I say, "You ain't seen nothing yet," because I say, "He ain't finished with me yet, honey." You know,
and
you
sound as phenomenal as you did the time we met. And anyone that's listening, you know, I haven't been back in a couple of years, but. George Frazier and those people that are connected to him, you know, it left such a lasting impact on my life and my business.
I have not gone for the past 2 years myself. Mm-hmm. I was planning to go this year being the 10 years anniversary, but the Lord had me in another direction and I didn't go this year and I didn't go last year, but there are some people I'm still in touch with and that I am so grateful that they're still part of my my life. I don't know if you remember the Brandon guy, Hodge. He and I had him on my show.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Dolores Presley.
Okay.
She and I, we are just bonded. We spend time on the phone and on Facebook, on Skype,
yes.
On Paul Martin, I am still in touch with Pat. I have not been in touch with Pat in a while, but occasionally we. But that just some phenomenal people there. Ray Blanchard, he was way back when. I don't know if you had met Ray, but I was in one of Ray's presentation there, and he and I we still connected. Dr. Higginbotham. He took one of my class at that conference, and he and I, we forged a friendship. So, you know, just some wonderful things. And once God put people in our lives and we showed the gratitude of having them there, really and truly, we don't need to be speaking every day.
Right.
However, so long as the beginning, that relationship was forming a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And start out right, and there was some value that was added there. It doesn't matter how long you're out of touch. When you get back together, it's like it was just yesterday.
Absolutely.
You
like
know,
you said,
yeah,
when it's founded on you know authenticity, people, it's just something about Everybody that I encountered at that conference or related to that conference or even went later, you know, I wonder if you know, I'm not sure if she's connected to Power Networking, but I know are you still in the Connecticut area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, my memory's okay. So,
you're too funny, girl. What could be wrong with your memory now? You're
in
a little bit.
In New Jersey, there's a lady named Sharon Addison. Do you know Sharon Addison?
She's in New Jersey.
Yeah, she has a Caribbean Woman Power and Success Summit.
She's a nurse. Okay,
she's a nurse. Yes, and she's Jamaican as well.
She's Jamaican.
Yeah.
This is too funny. March of 2010,
mm-hmm.
I went to a conference in D.C.
Okay.
The Professional Black Woman Summit. And Shannon, and I had lunch with another lady, I think, from Guyana.
Okay.
And then I connected with her on Facebook again, and I didn't remember where I met her. Then I sent her an email and said, why is your name so familiar to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then she mentioned where she was. I said, hold on a minute. Facebook is not the first place we are meeting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think she forgot. I said, hold on. Did I have lunch with you at the Hyatt at the Winners Summit? She said, oh, my God, yes, it's so true. So I said, yes, you and I and Sharon, the other Sharon, whatever her name is,
mm-hmm.
had lunch. And then she remembered, well, it was, isn't this a small world? I never met her at the Power Networking Conference. I just met her.
Yeah.
Just 2 years ago, I met her. But isn't this? But as you look over, Chanel, as mm-hmm. you look over your life, being a registered nurse, doing good in your profession and your career, but you know you were like me. You are still doing great. Enjoy your patients and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was a slight void inside of you, and you come to grips with what was going on. And you say, although I am grateful for all the things that is happening in my life,
yes,
I see myself doing more for others. Did that happen in your life? And if so, at what stage did it happen?
It happened pretty early. It happened pretty early, really about 2 years into my practice.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew, entrepreneurship, I just had more. I knew that I had more. I was very passionate in school, graduated from Temple. I'm so proud of my school. I had a great learning experience there. And I just poured myself into it. Poured myself into it and soaked up everything I could. And it was like, God, I know you have more for me. It was just more that I could do. And I think sometimes people get caught in a box or a label and think, mm-hmm. well, this is what I signed up for in my life, and this mm-hmm. is all I can do. People think, well, how do you do it all? How do you make time to do? If you really want to do something, you can make time for it. And
We're not going to have any more time, 24/7. Oh. That's what it is, 365 days a year.
That's right.
How are we managing that? I want to take a commercial break.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to read something. And then we're going to continue our conversation about gratitude. I also want to remind my listeners, especially those in New York City, that this Friday night, at 6 p.m. through, I think, 11 p.m., I will be announcing live at the Cancer Institute fundraiser in Harlem, New York City, and we will be at the G-Spot in Harlem. So I hope you will join me there. And I want to remind you to save the date for the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City. I tell you, Oh, I'm just confirming some of the most magnificent speakers that's going to rock your world. So save the date, March the 22nd through the 25th. And we are also looking for some vendors as well.
Okay. All right.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour. And we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right. For only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. So please support me there as well. I want to read one of my favorite writing by Colin McCarthy. It says, go confidently in the direction of tomorrow. Even when things have gone about as wrong as they can go, don't get discouraged. The old expression about if you fall off a horse, the best thing to do is to get right back on, has a lot of wisdom written into it. It is the same with life. Sometimes we go riding along, having the time of our life, when all of a sudden the unexpected happens and turns our world around. But it's then, when we are feeling anxious and hurt and afraid, that we need to look deep inside and see that we can either stay in the place where we fell, or we can get right back up and go confidently into the direction of tomorrow. And remember, it's okay to stay down as long as it takes to recover from each and every fall. But don't ever be afraid of getting up and beginning again just as soon as you feel the need. Because next time might very well be the time that you succeed. Isn't that powerful? Isn't
very
that
powerful?
Powerful. I very want to welcome powerful guest 7252 to the chat. Feel free to call in and join the conversation. I'm here chatting with an unofficial guest, Chanel Washington, who is a good friend that I've met a few years ago at one of the conferences that we had attended. And we are just here having a girlfriend chat and a cup of tea about, you know, what gratitude, a life of gratitude is, and, you know, what it means to us, what it looks like, what it feels like. So, guest 7252, join in and let us know by dialing 646-915-8166. Let's talk about what gratitude means for you. And as you look over your life and the life of your relatives and loved ones, you know, everybody says, Chanel, we don't have, I ain't got nothing to be thankful for. Oh, my knee's hurting me. And I'm saying, but you see somebody who ain't got no feet?
That's right.
At least you have the knees to hurt you. You moving. Massage those knee and keep moving it. Because there's someone who does not have any legs.
Yes, yes. And so, what you speak is also very powerful. If you keep speaking life to, you know, those things that are oppressing you, or, you know, causing you pain or heartache or depression, and focusing on that, you know, that's where you'll stay.
So exactly,
it's very, very important to speak about those things that you want to bring about and continue to speak God's promises in your life. Even when you can't see it, you have to see it.
That's right. Hey, you know, is that you're seeing it, you're feeling it, you taste it? I tell people, I'm so passionate about what I do. You wake me up in the deepest, from my deepest of sleep, I can roll it off my tongue. And I am just so grateful for where God has took me from. You know, I ain't trying to be no holy roller or nothing. But Chanel, I look over my life growing up in Jamaica, way up on the hill. One pair of shoes that I have to wear to church. I walk down the road with a soap piece of old clothes because we didn't have no rag. It's the old clothes with soap. And when we reach down on the main road, that's when you wipe the mud off your feet and you put it in the shoes and you go up to church. And you get to that same spot again and you take it off and you walk up barefooted and you go to school barefooted. And I'm looking now in my closet. I got so much shoes. I don't know what to do with shoes. I said, God, it's so good. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful.
We have to thank them. We have to. Miss Daphne, can I share one thing with you? I feel like since we're having a girlfriend chat.
Sure, girlfriend, you go.
It's very fitting for me to say this because it just continues to happen. And that's why I almost brought up sharing to you because, you know, I'm a good old American girl. And I always heard in my family, you know, that our great-grandparents were from Jamaica, but they never really talked about it. And I didn't really see the culture, you know, carried on in my family because all of the brothers and sisters kind of married into African-American people. So I got online and did a search and found my great-grandfather's Ellis Island record from coming from Jamaica. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to share it with you on Facebook because it's the ship and everything coming through New York, and his final destination was Philadelphia, and Frank Oakley, his name was there. His age was there, and it was the most beautiful thing, and I got to share it with so many of my cousins on, you know, Facebook that we would know of. You know, we would hear it. So many people, sometimes people would say, oh, well, I have this in my family or that in my family, and nobody ever had any true, you know. I mean, we knew it, but
documentation.
Young, you just really didn't know, and to see that, and I said, I'm always connected. I don't know. I don't care where I go. I've traveled. I live away from home. And so many Jamaican people, I'm just drawn to them, and we're drawn to each other for what I have so many friends.
My God.
And they
My
don't
God.
Know about me. Like, you didn't know that. I don't think you
knew
it.
I didn't know that. And how many years ago you and I connected at that conference?
It had to be like 06 or 07.
My God. And now it's 2011.
Yes.
And there are so many years that we have been out of touch.
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, it was like yesterday. It's a reason. It's a reason.
Yes.
My God.
And I have a godson in Jamaica. I've gone several times. I went there when I was still in college. And so everything you're talking about, you know, I can certainly relate to.
What part of Jamaica you went to?
I go to Montego Bay.
Get out of here. Oh, no, you did not. You did not just say you go to Mobe.
In a neighborhood called Norwood.
Oh, dear God. God, hold my heart. Listen to me. Are you ready for this? Brace yourself. You see next to Norwood where there is Paradise Acres?
I don't know if I'm familiar with the name of that. I don't know.
Okay, but you know Manga Walk? You hear about Manga Walk?
Familiar.
Well, my son now lives in Paradise Acres.
Okay.
I used to live in Paradise Acres.
Okay.
Before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Are you ready? Brace yourself for the history of Norwood.
Okay.
You see the Norwood you see now?
Yes.
Are you ready for the history?
Okay, I'm listening.
No, Norwood is all captured land. when I was still back home, very active in the community.
Yes.
I was part of that community that was advocating for the government to give the land to the people to build. You hear me? Mm-hmm. I was vice president for that committee for many years. I even had a piece of land that was mine.
Yeah.
And somebody I was speaking to in Brooklyn, my ex-husband's sister, I was speaking to in Brooklyn a few months ago.
Yeah.
And she said to me, do you remember your piece of land in Norwood?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Roy gave it to his cousin to build a house? What I say is how many years, 30-something years, I haven't gone to look about that land. And I went out there last year, and when I look at Norwood, I said, my God, look. I said, this is part of my legacy, too, because this is part of what I advocate for people to have. And look at those gorgeous homes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Wow.
Girl, hey, you and I going to have to get together now.
And I'm going to have to tag you, my godson, Samajo Emans. He is on Facebook. He has I've known him since he was 3 years old. And he's graduated now. He's a talented musician. He plays the bass. I'll have to show you his Facebook page.
Where is he? He's still in Jamaica?
From the time he was 3 years old when I used to go and visit. We'll have to talk about it. We'll have to catch up for it.
Lord, is he still in Jamaica?
He's still there, yes.
Because my nephew, the mighty Jing Su, if you look on my Queen of the Empowered Soul fan page, you'll see my nephew Dreadlocks, the mighty Jing Su.
Okay.
That's my nephew, and you can hear his music there.
Wow.
DT, which is his name is Dwight Clark.
Okay.
Dwight was born in Paradise Acres, right around the corner there from Norwood. And my baby grew up now. He's a mighty musician.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heavens.
Sure, they probably know each other. It's such a small world.
He is now in Kingston. And where is your godson?
Okay.
Your godson is in Montego Bay?
Yes, he's still in Montego Bay.
My heavens. Isn't this a small world? Well, who knows? We're going to have to check that thing out. We probably related. But you know something, I'm so grateful, Chanel, that we are having this conversation now. Because you know something? If we were not having this gratitude dialogue on this forum tonight, we would not be having this conversation. It would be hardcore business for you to talk about your business as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But you see, Daddy don't make no mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He does not make any mistake. Because, you wait until I talk to you about the vision I have for Jamaica. And now I know about your roots. I know that you will have an interest in what the Lord has on my plate to do down there.
Yes.
He has something powerful on my plate to do in Jamaica. And Oh, my heavens. Norwood.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Norwood. Because on the other side at Rosemount was where my home was. And while I was here, I worked at the Cornwall Regional Hospital. And And I also worked at the health center that was down on Union Street.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was an entrepreneur
out on
4th Street
at
the old Montego Inn Hotel across from Cable and Wireless Office was where I had my little business.
Okay.
Around the
Do
corner.
Do you know where that main post office is right there?
Yes, post office number one.
Okay.
Right next to Gully.
I don't really know a lot of it. That one landmark I know for sure. I'm always, when I come down the hill, I'm right there. And that's where we'll go, you know, to catch a bus or training.
That's right. That's where you get the bus to go to Norwood on the taxi cab.
Yes.
I tell you.
The cab.
Are you ready for this? You see that stone wall right at that post office?
Yeah.
Well, my first love used to work at the tax office when the tax office was right there next to the courthouse.
Okay.
And we used to, my girlfriend and I, used to sit on that wall, wait for him to come out of work. I was 16 then and he was 18. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And he was working at the tax office. And you know that we went our separate ways, marry other people and everything, and God brought us back together this past January. And in the same token, the Lord took him home in April. And Chanel, when we got back together, all those things about, he was from Tower Hill, and everything he did as children, you know, going to the Palladium Theater, going to the Coral Theater, sitting on that wall and everything. And we went over all of those things. And I said to him, Clive Brown, I can't believe you remember those things.
Wow.
And I look, and although he's no longer in my life, I'm so grateful that the Lord has had allowed us to get back together and to talk about those times. Because, you know, Chanel, you know what I got out of Clive's passing is how important it is for us to invest in the people that are around us. Invest in the relationship. We don't need to hang out. We don't need to spend time. We need to invest it. So that if it is 10 minutes, when we are no longer there, people can think about the moments. That's what gratitude is all about.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. I'm so glad I called.
I mean, you know, God does not make any mistake. None.
Yes.
You are not on here now because of accident. This time was ordained. It's destiny working and manifesting itself right here now. I am just so thankful. I am so thankful for this moment. I'm thankful that you took the time to share that story with me. And who else knows whatever else is going to come out? We don't know. But you know what? I am ready. I'm receptive for whatever else will unfold itself out of this conversation. Now, I've been talking so long, girl. You haven't been saying a word. How would you define gratitude for you? Not for anybody else, not Webster, but for you. What does gratitude mean to you?
Sufficient no matter what my circumstance. Being still. And for me, gratitude also means giving. I think when I think of my blessings, I feel compelled to give. That's what I think of when I think of gratitude.
You know, you talk about giving, and people oftentimes categorize giving as a material thing. But each of us that is breathing God's oxygen, we have so much to give. It's a practice of mine. Every person I see, I give them a brilliant smile and eye contact. I don't have to say anything. But I said, just smiling at that person knows I'm sending some love their way.
Yeah.
And I just encourage everybody to try that every now and then, you know?
Yes. Just a warm smile.
Yeah, because people are hurting.
How it, you know, down in the South, people used to wave at every car going by, and people don't take the time to do that much anymore, but it really matters.
You know something? I coordinate a French cultural exchange program, and I used to have this bus driver that used to take us around when the kids are here. And when he's taking us out on excursion, he's always waving to the coaches that is going the opposite direction when he's on the highway. And I said to him one day, man, you sure know a lot of people. He said, oh, no. I don't know them, but he said, you know something? When you're out on the road and you're driving so long, you really want somebody to acknowledge you.
Wow.
And he said, for years, it is part of who I am. I just wave to every tractor trailer driver and every coach bus driver, because he says sometimes they are having a difficult time.
Okay. Okay.
And it just broadened my outlook on life. And I said, if he's waving from across the highway, why am I facing somebody eyeball to eyeball and I can't even at least smile?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We should all smile. Now, I am going to put you on the spot, lady friend. It's a good spot. It's a good spot. If I ask you right now to, you can even get a piece of paper as you do this.
Okay.
If I ask you right now to list 20 things that you are grateful for, what would your list be? I am going to play a new favorite song that I just met the artist the other day.
Okay.
And give you time to begin to compile.
I'm ready. I can take this challenge.
Yeah. But all right. You want to just go ahead without me playing the music?
No, go ahead. Play the music.
All right. So I'm going to play. It's Bethany Schmid, and this song she wrote for her mother. Her mother was battling cancer, I think breast cancer or ovarian cancer, and she played this song. I had her on the show a few months ago, and she gave me permission to use her music. So I'm going to play this song for you, and then we're going to come back with my friend/sister/countrywoman, Chanel Washington. We just had an... The God is just so good. He always just find me some people right here where we can have a good old time. So here's Bethany Schmid and Mama. And I know each and every one of us, one of the persons that we are all so grateful for is our mama. We always are so grateful for mama. Mama is always there for us through thick and thin. And whether our mothers are alive or in heaven, mothers, we are so, so grateful of them, for them. I want to welcome Global Link to the show, and we are having a conversation about gratitude, a life of gratitude, and what it means for you. So feel free to join in the conversation. And now I'm going to go to Miss Chanel Washington for her list of 20 things that she's grateful for this present moment. Go ahead, Miss Washington.
Okay, I have exactly 20. I was counting. Okay. My list. I am immensely grateful for wisdom, the ocean, my family, new beginnings, creativity, my future husband, sorrel and sour sap juice, self-love, real friends, the color purple, freedom to worship, music, my struggles, God's grace and mercy, mentors, my hometown, and my education. That's 20.
Girl, I was trying to write. I'm just at 9. You went so fast. You want to get... Ooh, let me tell you what I got. Immensely grateful for wisdom, the ocean, creativity, family, self-love, color purple, my struggles, my mentor, my education, my future husband. What were the others? You know,
God,
I have to,
God's grace and mercy. God's grace and mercy.
Well, God's grace and
music. Real friends.
Oh, Lord knows. Those are hard to come by, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Real friends and confidants.
Yes, I had to be specific.
Huh? Yes, go ahead. What
I had to be specific. Not Facebook friends, real friends.
Oh, yeah, girl. Trust me, honey, I'm with you. I understand. And what's
the
other?
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not. Unconditional friends.
Did you hear me when I said sorrel and sour sap juice?
Sorrel? No, I didn't hear that. Is sorrel and sour sap juice on the same one or different?
Different. Two different things.
You shouldn't have to go there on a Sunday evening talking about sour sap juice on. Chanel, you are not right. You are downright messed up.
Yeah,
Sunday evening. When I'm living in Connecticut, United States of America,
you talk about
sour sap juice. And you know sour sap juice is a Sunday meal. Why did you have to go there?
Oh, I should have said saltfish and calamus.
Oh, dear God. Lord, help her, please. Lord, she knows not what she say. Well, continue. I guess you're on the roll now, so I can't stop you. What are the
others? I think that's my 20.
I still don't have 20. I only have 15. So what am I missing? Sorry, real friends.
Let me go down my list again. I said wisdom, the ocean, family, new beginnings.
Oh, that I don't have. New beginnings.
Okay, new beginnings.
Creativity. Yes, I have that.
I know you have my future husband.
Yes, I do. I hope I'll be at the wedding.
He's in Jamaica. Make sure I put that in.
He's in Jamaica?
No, I said he might be listening.
Okay.
Give me a second now,
Lord, please help her. She need you, Father.
That's why I need God's grace and mercy. We got that.
Yep.
I said the color purple. The color.
The color. Me, I'm a purple girl too, you know.
That's my brain color. I love purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Freedom to worship.
Oh, I didn't have that. Freedom to worship. Yes, Lord.
Yes. I don't take that for granted.
That's right. Praise and worship. Oh. That's a responsibility that we have to take in control. And we just have to be grateful that we are in the world to just begin to do that. Yes, I think I'm missing three.
I said music.
I have music. I think you probably don't know how to count.
Did you get my struggles?
Oh, struggles I got. Yep.
Mentor. My hometown, which is
Philadelphia. Okay, hometown. Hometown, yeah.
And my education. I swear I got 20.
Education I got already. All right, I'll go back and listen to the archive to get the other one. So I want to thank Global Link. Yes, we want you to call in and tell us what you are grateful for. Here we are accepting. Well, thank you, sister, cousin, friend, for bringing up and rubbing in my face about the soursop juice on a Sunday evening. The sorry I can let slide, because occasionally when I go down to Brooklyn, I can get me some sorry, but soursop juice I have not had so long. And on a Sunday evening, you had no right to bring it up. You know. Oh, you could have said carrot juice, because I make carrot juice every day because I'm on a juicing and a raw thing. But Chanel,
that just means you have to plan something soon in Jamaica. That's all that means.
We're going to have to talk about that, because I've been wanting to go down to do a retreat from when we're going to have to talk.
Yeah.
You know, but, should I forgive her for bringing up the soursop juice?
Please.
I have to tell the people about what soursop juice is, because those people who aren't from the West Indies don't understand. In Jamaica, there's a fruit and it looks on the outside as if it has prickle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it ripe and you take out the pulps. And I grew up on that pulp being mixed juice with water, rubbed through a sieve, and add a little white rum, lots of Benjamin's vanilla, and some nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I became a housewife and an adult, I began putting the fresh lime juice in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't putting the milk anymore. And
when
I began putting the lime juice in it and the sugar, it was lasting longer, because you know when you put the milk in, you have to drink it all off Sunday, because Monday evening it begin to get funny. So that's what soursop juice is. And I tell you, it is good too when you cut it and just sprinkle a little brown sugar on it and eat it. So if you ever go to Jamaica, all you people who are listening, please ask somebody, tell them you hear Daphne and Chanel talk about soursop. And you need to get some soursop before you leave here. And be sure to call us on the show and tell us what you think about our soursop juice. All right. Global Link says, grateful for having life and being able to help others. We are telling our friends on Facebook about your broadcast. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Global Link. We are here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and also on Sunday evenings when we do the special segment on life issues, overcoming adversities, reinventing your life, anything that has to do with life. And today my daddy had me, I did not invite an official guest to be on. Daddy wanted me to just talk about a life of gratitude and what it means. So Global Link, I thank you. I want you to check me out on Twitter. I will follow you back on there, also on Facebook, and check out my fan pages. Vision Weekend Conference is one of my fan page, and my other fan page is The Queen of the Empowered Soul. So I look forward to having you back here on the chat. If you want to call and let us know what it is that your work that you are involved in. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. So just call in. Let's hear your voice. We are so touchy-feely on this show, and we like to hear from people. I'm hearing a conversation with a good friend who I've connected with like in 2006 at a conference, and just this past week we reconnected on Facebook, and we just having a little girlfriend chat here, and she come rub all the sour sap juice up in my face and all of that stuff, but I still love her.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, oh, thank you. What a magnificent list. I think it was back in November when I was kind of doing some purification, and I needed to turn my gratitude thermometer up way high.
Okay.
So for 30 days, every day, I journaled about 21 things.
Okay.
That I was grateful for each day. And my pledge and commitment was not to repeat those things.
Okay.
And I am kind of feeling that God probably want me to put that in a book so that other people can have to guide them along. Because I think gratitude is a thing that we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not really manifesting as much as we ought to. And we are the ones that's holding ourselves back. Because until we begin to praise and show gratitude for what we have, we certainly ain't getting no more.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people sit around and they are just, oh, I'm waiting for this and waiting for that. Why should you get more if you're not using what it is that you already have? I you mentioned at the top of the hour, you mentioned about some technical difficulties you were having. And out of that calamity, one of your clients called in with a testimonial to show her gratitude to you. You want to talk about that a little bit more in depth?
I sure will. Like I said, I tried to do some changes and for the purpose of improvements and making some, you know, advances in my business, and it kind of it looked like it was not working out at all. But in the midst of that time, it caused me to really get back to basics and look at the things that really made a difference in connecting with my clients. Mm-hmm. I started really learning how to engage better on Twitter, share my knowledge. I read an auto book in my audio university by Russell Simmons called Super Rich. And he really emphasized, you know, not focusing so much on the result, but just giving away freely your gifts.
That's it.
And not
That's
worrying
it.
About getting credit for it.
That's it. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm. And that spoke to me. You know, I've written a beauty book called Reflections of Radiant Beauty. I offer that on my website. I offer it in some of my Emerald Circle membership. But I started putting out more content on my blog, you know, that was just to help people just because I had it. You know, I did so much more content. I answered questions on Twitter, you know, did more beauty vlogs and videos and just giving, not worrying about. Even I had another encounter. Sometimes my images, I have some really beautiful natural hair models, and I would be online and come across one of my images without my permission. That was good. And the first time it happened, I wasn't too nice about it. You know, I really wasn't, because I thought it was someone that should have known better.
That's right.
And again, after I read the book, and I just was so, you know, I handled the situation so different, so differently, and I just said, you know, I'm going to, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure you didn't know, but, and just, you know, I handled it so much different because.
Yeah, deal with your conscience. Let them deal with their conscience.
Expend all that energy, you know, what, because you can't control it anyway, you know.
That's right.
You can't control it anyway, so. That's just been my focus, and through that, like I said, the testimonials have been pouring, and even in the last couple of hours, right before you invited me to the radio show, I posted something on a group, and I got back. Talk about giving. This was a entrepreneur friend of mine, Adonde Clark, out of Brooklyn. She has a business called My Funky Twisted Soul, and we did a barter for earrings. I gave her some Indigo Fair products. And the gleaming testimonial she just sent back about how in this hot weather, she said, Chanel, I have a drawer full of products, and the only thing that did not melt all over my face and, you know, was so that I could use in this heat was the Indigo Fair Adamaric.
Wow.
Hair cleanser and botanical hair gel. And I'm just like, you know, she said, a lot of people push their products, but you, and I said, this morning in church, you know, our youth pastor said, you're not going to have to promote yourself. People are going to endorse you.
That's it.
That was just so powerful.
That's it. Look on what is happening here between us. Because since we reconnected and I saw the advancement that you made, it was on my plan to have you on the show to talk about what you're doing as an entrepreneur. Little did I know that when I sign on, I was going to see you on there.
Yes.
And as I go, the spirit say, you know, Chanel has a lot to be grateful for. Ask her to call into the show to share this conversation with you about gratitude. My God. You know, we just need to turn up for business. Just turn up for business and be obedient.
Yes.
Turn up and be obedient. My God.
Ms. Daphne, I want to extend to your listeners, anybody that's listening to this live broadcast or if you get to hear the recording, I am on Facebook, and you can find me at facebook.com/IndigoFarahCEO. And if you want to reach out to me for any advice on starting a small creative business, I would be more than happy to share some of my resources with you. I have a great blog post on indigofairbeauty.blogspot.com, and it's called How to Start Your Own Creative Business. And I also have an audio seminar that goes along with that. If you reach out to me, I'll be happy to share that with you.
Beautiful.
I also have something called How to Master Social Media in 30 Minutes a Day.
Wow.
And I did that as an audio course.
This number you're calling from now, is that where I can reach you after we get off the air?
This is my personal cell, but my people can find me online. on Facebook at Indigo Farrah Beauty, I-N-D-I-G-O-F as in flower, E-R-A, Indigo Farrah Beauty on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's I Love Indigo Farrah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for mentioning that and for, you know, sewing into the lives of my listeners. Yes. Okay. All right. My the Global Link Pensacola, Florida. I asked in Global Link where he was from. I didn't know it's a male. But he is from Pensacola, Florida, a struggling businessman, post free ads here. He has the online TV station information and all of that. Well, I'm sure you are hearing me, Global Link. You shouldn't be struggling anymore because you have now connected with one of the world's greatest coaches. So just check me out on Facebook and everything and let me know how I can add value to you, because there are too many resources for you to be struggling. So reach out. It's not by accident that you're here on this show. So you go mark the show favorite. This way you will be on the list. You will be informed each week, twice a week, who I'm having on the show, what the conversations will be like. So you check us out there. Oh my heavens, I'm so glad that we talk. We are down to 17 minutes and we had such a great time here in the conversation. I want to just take a quick commercial break and I will be back with you.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and I want to remind you that this Friday night, the 29th, I'm broadcasting live in Harlem at the Cancer Institute fundraiser, and that is taking place at the G-Spot in Harlem. Those people who are in New York, you know where it is. I should have had the flyer in front of me. Unfortunately, I don't. But I look forward to seeing, getting your support there, all my Twitter friends, the followers, my Facebook friends. Stop by the G-Spot in Harlem and check me out and let me know. And who knows, you might even be talking with me on the radio because I'm going to be there announcing live for the Cancer Institute fundraiser. That is put on by Michael Butler and a fabulous team down there. Melba Moore is going to be there and all of that great stuff. So it should be a very amazing event. And just people who are so committed in enhancing the lives of other people. And this gentleman who has put this on lost his mother at the age of 13 to breast cancer. And he said, every patient that comes to the institute, I see what I do for them as something that I should have done for my mother. And what a rewarding thought to know that I am doing something for this person because my mother was not around for me to do it for her, but I can enhance the life of somebody else by giving this service. So again, I'm going to be calling you offline, but I need to, I'm going to discuss to have you on the show on a Wednesday to talk about entrepreneurship and all of that great thing that you have been doing. Are you still practicing as a nurse?
I'm actually a nursing professor now. I teach a couple days a week.
Girl,
and I'm absolutely
secret.
Loving it.
Wonderful. So we got a lot to talk about. Lots and lots and lots to talk about. You know, what they say, if you are... Okay, my Facebook address. Okay, I think my Facebook address, I think it's Daphne Clark Hudson. I think that is what it is. Yes, Daphne, C-L-A-R-K-E, hyphen, H-U-D-S-O-N. That's my regular Facebook address.
Yeah.
Okay, the gentleman in the chat room was asking me. And if you, even if you Google me, just by Googling me, you will find everything about me. So, I am so, Chanel, I am so thankful that you tolerate me and you just come here and hang out and we act the fool of ourselves and had such a great time. And we are just praying that the listeners got something out of this and teach them a lesson in spontaneity.
Yes.
That you don't got to sit down and have things all together. When daddy say jump, don't ask how high, just jump. If he wants you to jump higher, he will tell you. But don't sit down and ask how high, why should I jump? So I want to thank you for believing and trusting me and to just dive in. And I had a good time. I had a fun time. So I want to just give you an opportunity to just give some closing thoughts on this gratitude, life of gratitude, and you, and then I'll give my closing thoughts, and then we'll just close our music, and then we just go on home, and I'm going to be talking to you on the phone. So, you know, just some closing thoughts on gratitude.
I would just share with the listeners, first of all, to just thank them again on your behalf for calling and supporting your Blog Talk Radio show and telling someone else about it.
Thank you.
Because it's positive, informative, transformative, even for me in this in my first time calling in. But I'm sure this is what you deliver every week. So I would invite them to tell someone, because every entrepreneur, every indie professional, word of mouth is our best friend. So make sure you tell one person about Miss Daphne's radio show and follow her on Facebook and Twitter. For the gratitude gem, I would encourage you to just take some time. This is something that, you know, I have to do in the face of social media and Blackberries, is iPhones and wherever you may have, before you pick up anything, any of your devices in the morning, just take some time, spend some time acknowledging your blessings. And in expectation of what is to come for that day. Just spending some time in the morning, I think, really engages God and, you know, primes you and primes him for just giving you his best for that day. So, I mean, I think it's just so important that before we get up and we hear those text messages going off, you know, if you have to change your settings or whatever you need to do to take that time out, it really makes a difference, because I've had to just remind myself of that and get recentered and rebalanced and not, you know, hit the ground running without taking time for gratitude in how, whatever way you do that, if it's prayer or journaling or reading, you know, whatever it is that, that you do. I think that's just important to start your day off.
You know, I think you were reading my mind, because I was thinking, after you said all of that, all I need to seal it with is to tell people to take small steps. I want to encourage you, if you are in an area now where the drugstore is open, or the bookstore is open, or the stationery is open, go there, get yourself a journal so you can begin to journal each day. You can start with three things. that you are grateful for that time. Journal it. And as the more you do it, is the more it will become part of who you are. It is going to help you to go to the next level, whatever that means for you. Mm-hmm. It will enlighten you. It will give you a life of freedom.
Yeah.
It will allow you to know that I do not need to hold myself hostage by comparing who I am to somebody else. Journal, journal, journal. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Because unless you begin to love yourself, no one else will be able to love you. We attract what we send out. So the more gratitude we manifest, the more blessings is going to come our way. The more love you give to moi, the more love that will come. Don't look to your children for love. Don't look to your siblings for love. Don't look for your spouse to love. Begin to love yourself from the inside out. And you are going to be surprised to see how what you will categorize as all of a sudden, and I'll tell you, it is never all of a sudden, because it has always been there. But we were not paying keen attention, and that's the reason why we were not observing that. You are going to look around and begin to think, oh my heavens, all these people is loving me now, all this thing is happening now. Mm-hmm. But it's like you are just open and ready to receive it, and that's when it is going to begin to come into your life. Also very important on this gratitude path of life, know to whom you belong. Very, very, very important, because your life is not your own. It belongs to somebody else. And for me, that someone is God. I owe it all to Him. For all the things that He has been doing in my life. And I tell you, you don't need to be a holy roller to experience His goodness.
That's
you just
right.
need to surrender yourself and let Him know, Lord, Daddy, I know You are my Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I thank You for everything. You allow me to smell. I thank You for my taste buds. Oh, mm-hmm. my heavens, I can hear. I can speak.
Mm-hmm.
I have hair on my head, mm-hmm. and even if I'm bald, there is a style that enhances my beauty, whatever it is.
Right.
Know that you are alive, and you ought to give gratitude. So, get your journal, and you write your own gratitude statement. I will write my own. Chanel will write her own.
Mm-hmm.
Global Link will write his own.
Mm-hmm.
Guest 8971 will write his own. For those of you who are listening on the archives, you will write your own gratitude statement.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative, be flexible, because there will come a time when you will be able to redesign that gratitude statement. Because you
yes.
would have surpassed all
right.
those amazing things. Again, I want to thank my longtime friend, Chanel Washington, for just joining me. I want to thank my new listener, Global Link, and I want to thank Guest 8971. Please help me to spread the news. And I look forward to having you all on this show again. And for those of you who listen to Chanel's story and where she has come from the past 10 years with her business, that is enough to tell you to follow your destiny and do not allow anyone to tell you otherwise. Stay blessed, stay focused, and stay the course. I love each and every one of you. And I do not take it lightly that you have made a decision to be a listener of my show. I'll see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m.
You may not be able to touch it right now.